pack stands there looking stunned while the headlines drip like blood from a wound. Josh Jacobs in handcuffs, the sheriff reads the rights. Another Sunday ruined by the Sunday night lights. Jordan Love says he's shocked, well isn't that just sweet? Well, the great grandmother bleeds out in her window seat. Atlanta federal court now weighs the death penalty while Morgan Wallen cries about a piano lost to Denver.
Smashed wood and ivory, such a tragedy when the real broken things can't be fixed on telly. The flag comes down in Chicago schools.
Institutional neutrality,
a fancy phrase for following the rules.
Institutional neutrality.
The students watch their safety disappear behind the language of the bureaucratic veneer. Institutional neutrality keeps the powerful entirely free from taking any stance at all, while the weak and vulnerable take the fall.
Oh, the administrative neutral gaze
keeps the queers and outcasts in a haze.
Neutrality means nothing when the damage is done.
Meanwhile in the corridors where the real damage spreads, warnings about homeless get left on red. The strike could close tomorrow, the tankers could burn, but the administration shows zero concern.
They're busy
cutting housing from the people on the street, proving virtually this just an acronym for people they won't meet. Dismantling the shelter, dismantling the aid, while the wealthy donors watch their portfolios paid.
Green Blackman meets the party leader, scandal growing like a fever. Six states hold their primaries tonight, counting votes in flickering fluorescent light.
NHL revamps the All-Star game,
at least someone's trying to change.
But don't expect the same from those in charge. They prefer the status quo at large.
Institutional neutrality keeps the behind the